We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Amud Aleph, and we are beginning approximately 11 lines from the top of Kuf Yud. We're starting on Kuf Yud, 11 lines from the top. Haiman de Karchei Chivyu, continuing the sugyas of different refuahs, different ways to heal yourself. Api Derech Skula. And we said from yesterday from the Rikveger that a person should not try this Bzvan Hazeh because they're not sure exactly how it works. Zokt the Gemara. Hai man de karche chivya. So a snake, someone got wrapped up by a snake. What should he do? Zokt the Gemara. Linchois lemaya. He should go into the water. Velischoif de kula resha. He should turn over a basket on its head. You know, the bottom should be facing up. Velahat kemine. He should use the lid of the basket to separate the snake from himself. When he gets the snake off himself, throw it straight into the water, and run out of the water and run away. That's to get the snake off. Use this lid to take it off him, put it into the basket, and leave it in the water, and he should run out of the water. Hayman the mekani bechivya. He sees that a snake is angry at him and is running after him, and he smells him. He realizes wherever he is, he's running after him. What should he do then? If he has a friend with him, he should go onto his shoulders for fuamis, and this way the snake will lose track of him. Viloi is no friend, Lushaver Nagra. He should jump over a ditch of water. Viloi, if you don't have a ditch of water, Lavanara, he should go across the river. Over Laila, and that night, he's worried, he's going to be sleeping, the snake might find him through the smell. Loisve Luparaya Arba Chavisa, he should put his bed up. On top of four legs should be on top of four different barrels. This way, it'll be high up in the ear, and the nachash won't be able to, the snake won't be able to reach him. V'nigni be'kachavi koichve. He should sleep under the stars. He should not sleep in a house. Why? Because Rashi explains the nachash might go up onto the roof and fall down on him. V'leize arba shunri, and he should take four cats. L'shunav arba kari the parayish. Put it next to the four legs of the bed. Velase shechafi, you should take like twigs. Velishri also put it down. The chishama kali, and now when the cat, they hear like some rustling sound on the twigs, they know the snake is coming. Achilela, eat the snake. So a lot of different protections to make sure a snake doesn't get to you. Haiman de ra at abasre. Stam, a good idea that if a snake is running after you, we have another idea. You go lirid bechalosa. If you have near you sand dunes, like desert sand, run to the sand. And the reason is because a nachash has a hard time slithering on sand. A thick sand has a hard time. So run to the sand and you'll get away from him. Hai isya dechaz yechivya. There's a lady saw a snake and he sees the snake is looking at her. He's not sure if the nachash wants to be mishamish with her or not. How should you tell if not? Yes or no? Tishalech mano, let her take her for clothing, nishdayekame, and throw it in front of the snake. Se'im mikachbu, if the nachash runs and wraps itself in the clothing, then you know, she knows she's in trouble. Dayteloi. She knows that the nachash wants her for tashmish. Viloi, but if the snake does not wrap itself in the clothing, lo yav dayteloi, he doesn't really want her latashmish, he's just chasing after her. If the snake wants her for tashmish, what's the idea? What should she do? The shamish kame, she should be mishamish with her husband in front of the snake. And this way, she'll be miskana in front of the snake. That's one shot. Ikadamri, no, koshkin talk of Yitzray. Fakaret, you're going to make the snake even a bigger Yitzahara. Ella, Tishko, Mazi, let her take from her hair and took her from her nails, just to be and throw it at the snake, and she should say, V'tema d'shtonana, which partially the words mean derech noshimli, which means she's saying, I'm anida, and this way he'll get the snake away because he'll be disgusted. Rashi says it's just a lachash v'amuhu, it's a lachash. So look at the Gemara Vaita, Hai itso de'ayel bechivya. There's a certain lady that a snake went into her. What happens if a snake went into her? Rashi says what it means is that it went into Kishu Tavla Nichnas Kuloi Ba Oisei Makam. Snake went all the way into her Oisei Makam. What should she do then? Lefsaya, she should spread her legs with a Svua Tarti Chavisa and put onto two barrels. Leisei Bisha Shmeina, she should bring fat meat, Belishti Agumri, and put it onto coals. onto the grill, but lay say agona the tachli and bring a basket of cress seeds, v'chamer chasna, and good smelly wine, v'lois v'hasam, and put it under her. Let her mix it together, the cress seeds together with the wine, so it should make a good smell. V'linka itzivsa v'yada, and she should have ready in her hands the tweezers, the chimimeirach recha, when the snake smells the good smell of the meat and the wine, he's going to come out to check it out. When it comes out, you pull it out, nothing for asi, v'lishkule, and you have a fire over here from where you're putting the meat, throw him into the fire, and burn the snake up. Diloy hodeloy, because if not, if you don't burn up, the snake will come back. So when the snake comes out, you rip it out and throw it into the fire. Zotimar Vaita said in our Mishnah that kol oichlim, anything that's a oichel, a person is allowed to eat it lerefuah. If it's oichel, as we said, example, it's a chicken soup. You're allowed to eat chicken soup, even though you're taking it lerefuah, since it's a regular oichel. Another example of a drink would be, let's say, prune juice, but I'm not sure if that's a Michael Briam or not, but I think it is. Also, it would be mutter to take it on Shabbos, because people drink prune juice regularly. Those are examples. It's a regular Michael Briam. It's not a shayla of refuah on Shabbos. Zogt Gemara, kol ha'eichlum asuyim ayin. What's this klal, kol ha'eichlum coming to Marva? Zogt Gemara, la'asuya t'chol l'shinayim. Someone who's eating spleens from an animal, from a kosher animal, for his teeth. But karshinan, it's a type of bean that's a maichel behemah of nebayim. He's taking it for a stomach ailment. So the chiddush is that this is called food. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is Rashi explains that even though a tachoil is not good for the stomach, and so maybe it looks like I'm taking it for a fool for the teeth, because why would I take something bad for the stomach? And karshinan is vakaret, it's bad for your teeth. And so it looks like I'm taking it because I have a stomachache, even though it's bad for something else, it looks like refuah. Kamash v'lon, maisa, since people do eat it regularly, therefore it's called oichlim, and it's not a problem to eat these things on Shabbos, even though I'm taking it for a toothache or for a stomachache. And what about kol mashkin lasuyi mai? What's kol mashkin? Coming to marba lasuyi, meitz lofim v'chayim. It's coming to marba, caper juice in vinegar. So to marba, don't leave me in the rava. What's the halacha about drinking meraglayim on Shabbos? Drinking refuah. Amalei, it's Rav answer Pasha, Tanina called mashkin shoisa. You're allowed to drink all mashkin, meraglayim and shoisa inshi. Meraglayim is not a mashkin. People don't drink it, therefore it's not called a mashkin, and therefore it's not going to this heter of call a mashkin, a person drinks to refuah. Because it's not a mashkin, therefore meraglayim is usher to take on Shabbos. So the Gemara said in the Mishnah that all mashkin let a drink chutzim may the kolam. You now let a drink may the kolam, which pashtus means drink from palm trees. Tana, the Braisa says chutzim may the karim. So according to Rashi, it's a different thing. That also you cannot take may the karim. May the karim is certain type of juice that. The doiker means like it's like a spear. It makes a hole right through your gallbladder. I want to say a second. Man taname dekarim. What's that? Shem doiker mesemara. It makes a hole right through the gallbladder. Basically, it means it takes out any extra bile you have in the gallbladder. This will make it come out. That's what's called made dekarim. Or man de ama made dekarim. Why is it called made dekarim? Shiyotzim mishne dekarim. It comes out from between two palm trees, like we'll see in a second. So my made the column, what I made the column. Tomorrow explains. I'm Rabbi Bruno. Tarti Teloi Ikev Marava. In Eretz Yisrael, there's a place where there's two palm trees, and they're next to each other. Nafkein the Maya Vinaiwa. In between them is a spring water. Kosakame Merapi, the first cup, it softens up the bowel. Now we're saying this is made the column means it's called made the column because it comes with, it's something, it's a spring that's situated between the two palm trees. So kosakam rapid. First case a person takes, it loosens up the bowel. Idach, mashalso, makes me go to the bathroom. Idach, keichet alhoch inafki. He's so cleaned out that whatever goes in comes out in the same, looks the same. The same water goes in, it's the same, it's clean as a whistle as it comes out. It goes right through the body. That's how strong this made the column is. Amma ula, l'dadi, shasa shichra de Babylon. I drank Babylonian beer, and it's milder now. It's even better than made the column for shoshul. V'hu l'rogu be'arvam yemim. It has to be, you didn't take it for 40 days. But if you drank this for 40 days, then you too ruggled it won't have an effect on you, this beer. Talk about Ravaita. What's made the karim? According to Rashi, explain now what's made the karim. Until now, we explain made the kolam. What's made the karim? Rav Yosef Eimer, Zeisum HaMitzri. It's a drink called Zeisum HaMitzri. Some say it's a type of beer. It's called Zeisum HaMitzri. Now, how do you make Zeisum HaMitzri? How do you make this beer? Tiltosari. It's a third barley. Vatilta kartume. It's a third saffron. Vatilta milk and a third salt. That's how you make this beer. Rav Papa Amar. Rav Papa says no. His beer is a little more chashev. As we know, in Shas, Rav Papa was actually a beer maker. He made his panosa from beer. Rav Papa Amar Tilsichiti. The way the Zeisum HaMitzri is made is a third of wheat flour. Wheat. They ferment the meat. Wheat. Tilsa kartume and third saffron. Tilsa milk and a third salt. That's how you make the Zeisum HaMitzri according to Rav Papa. And that's the made the karam. That's very good for social. V'simanich. How do you know who said what? Which one is Rav Yosef? And which one's Rav Papa? The only difference is the Sairis. Which ones? Who said what? V'simanich sisinoi. Rav Yosef is a Samach, and Sa'irim is a Samach. Sisinoi, happens to be, Rashi explains, it's a type of keli that you put dates in it. So that was a simon. Sisinoi, to remember, Samach, that Rav Yosef is the one who said Sa'irim. And when you drink it, you drink this drink between Pesach and Shavuos, because that's when the drinking works for some reason, either because the tefillah is good at that time, or maybe that's derech segula. That's a good time to have a refuah. The shalid lubein difchulat tzarto the comet v'rafile. Someone who's constipated will soften everything. Or the rafi, someone who's too loose, cometle or harden it. So this is a very good drink. This mitzvah is very good for stomach ailments. It's a very good refuah for stomach ailments. Zokti Maravaiter, it said in our Mishnah, another thing that you can take on Shabbos, because it's refuah, is it says, Chutz made the kolam v'kois ikrin. Kois ikrin is something made, Rashi in the Mishnah said, it's something that you smash up different herbs and different vegetables and different besamim, and you make a drink out of it. But some Rishonim say the Taitch of Kais Ikrin, the reason why it's called Ikrin, not because it's made out of roots. Ikrin is lashon roots, and that's what Rashi learns the called Kais Ikrin. Some say Kais Ikrin is called Kais Ikrin because sometimes a certain type of Kais Ikrin can make someone infertile. So therefore, it's called Kais Ikrin. So let's see a Gemara about this. It says the Mishnah that you can't take Kais Ikrin. My Kais Ikrin. Om Rav Yechanan, Lighty Maskal Zuzakuma, you take Alexandria, you take sap from trees in Alexandria, you take a maskazuz, a weight of a zuz of that. Maskazuz guva gavya gila. You take a zuz, a weight of zuz of a certain type of rust that or sediments that are on the bottom of a cup. It's not clear what this is. Alum Rashi says, maskazuz karkuma rishka and a weight zuz of garden variety of saffron, and you grind them together. That's, and what do you do? So the zava, and if the isha is a zava, which is, she has, she's hemorrhaging a little bit, so what do? Tlosa v'chamri, take these three minim, and you mix it with wine, and you drink it, she drinks it, and she gets better. V'loy me'akro, does not make her infertile, this thing. Le'yarkoina, if someone has jaundice, like a type of hepatitis, then train Bishikra, two of these three minim, we said the sap from the Alexandria trees and the alum and the karkuma rishka, take two of these three with beer, umaakar. But the problem is it makes someone infertile if they take it. That's what happens if they drink this one with the beer. Now the Gemara explains. The Gemara is now going to go into a whole long discussion of the Zavas refuah, and if that doesn't work, what other options you have?